Okay, I want you to think back to when you were baptized. How many of you were baptized as an infant? Good portion of it. How many of you were baptized as an adult? We have a good portion of those too. So we know what it's like for being baptized as an adult. We have all the adult people come up and tell us exactly what it means to be baptized. Then we have the infant people coming saying, well, I don't know. I wasn't exactly alert at the time of my baptism. I was baptized 1 month after I was born, so don't ask me about mine. I can go back to pictures. I can go back to records. But that's about all I can do. So how do we get into this baptism thing? Well, that's what the intent of today is about, to talk about our baptism and to talk about what they mean for us in our daily lives. There's an example that always surfaces on the internet about this time to us pastors, and here it comes. I want to share it with you. It's about a story that occurred in the South, and there's one minister who preached every single Sunday of every single year on baptism. Wouldn't you like for me to do that? For the next 52 weeks, talk about baptism? I think he'd get tired of that. Well, the people in his congregation loved talking about baptism. That's not bad. But they got tired of it for every single week. So the leaders of the church undertook it upon themselves to solve this particular problem with diplomatic means. They complimented the pastor on his pulpit skills, that they were stellar to none, that they were excellent. And they suggested to him that he was just a natural at preaching. And they wanted to try an experiment. So they handed him a piece of paper with a scripture lesson on it just before he stepped up to the pulpit. And they said, we believe, Pastor, that you are so good that you could preach a sermon on anything without any kind of preparation at all. Just that slip of paper. So the leaders got together and they thought about a particular scripture and they came up with one out of Genesis. It was, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. So this pastor went up to the pulpit. The leaders were very sure at that time that there's no way we're going to hear about baptism today because we're talking about creation. With, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. So the pastor gets up to the pulpit and he repeats that scripture 3 times in a row. And finally he said to the congregation, and I quote, if my memory serves me correct, especially about geography, if it serves me correct about geography, the earth is 1/4 land and 3/4 water. Why brings me to the subject of today, baptism? This morning, we celebrate our baptism. We celebrate the baptism of our Lord, Jesus Christ. Remembering the day that so long ago that he was baptized by John the Baptist in the Jordan River. And Jesus was one of the multitude of people that day who, from all over, who were making their way out to the wilderness to see and to hear John. John's message was very simple. You probably hear it ringing in your head as I speak. Repent, the kingdom of heaven has come near. And Jesus left his hometown of Nazareth to travel out to the wilderness to be baptized by John. Why? Think about it. Why would Jesus go out to be baptized by John? That's my first point. Why was Jesus even baptized? When Jesus was baptized in the Jordan, he identified himself with us. This is answering the puzzling question about why Jesus was baptized. Jesus, the Son of God, Jesus without sin, Jesus would be baptized by John. This is the way that Jesus could identify with you and me. After having been baptized, he could relate to what it means to be baptized and with the significance of that for his, our lives. Neither was he overwhelmed by John's preaching as being wonderful, as John's preaching was surely good. But John recognized that when he saw Jesus, and when he said to him, he said, I need to be baptized by you. Jesus, though, wanted to know what it was like to be baptized by John. He wanted to see the same thing that other people saw when they came out of the water. It's easy for you and me to identify this with someone who has experienced the same things that we have. If you ever tried to talk to someone about something that you yourself have not really experienced, it's difficult. But if you've experienced something, it's easier to talk to that person about that particular item. There's a common bond that happens with someone that we know, possibly knows how we feel. One reason, the incarnation, which is what John 1 is about, God becoming flesh, is so important to us, is that we believe that God understands what it is like to be human. There on the banks of the Jordan River, Jesus identified with you and me. Secondly, why are you and I baptized? Let me ask that question, why am I baptized? Why would your parents go to the trouble of making sure that you were baptized? When we are baptized, we identify ourselves with Jesus. Something wonderful happens to us at the time of our baptism. We publicly declare our intention, as well as our children's intentions, to strive to be like Jesus and to follow God's will for our lives. So it's sort of in our baptism saying that we are different. We are different because we are part of God's family. The Holy Spirit has come to us, and now we are to be like Jesus in our lives. So that's what we need to be striving to do every day that we live, to live the best that we can according to what Jesus would want us to do, to be as close to being like Jesus as we possibly can. We see other people differently after our baptism than we did before our baptism, because our baptism enables and empowers us to do those things God would want us to do. Enables us to be kind to one another, to help each other, to love one another, to care for one another. Our baptism through the Holy Spirit involved in our lives encourages us to do so many different things. We are able to identify with Jesus because we too have been baptized. And that identification is life-changing. If you've never seen it that way, you need to look at what your baptism really means for you. So, through water, filled with the Holy Spirit, filled with God's Word, baptism washes away the guilt of our sins, bestows God's grace upon us, delivers us from the power of death, and promises us eternal life in the kingdom of God. Through that little act that your parents went through, or that you declared you wanted to do as an adult, you are saying, God, I love you. God, I care about you. God, I want you to be a part of my life. I'm going to be different now. Guide me and lead me. And that through that baptism, we receive forgiveness of our sins. Very important. As long as you ask for the forgiveness of sins, you have it through your baptism. That's a promise. Because baptism makes you a child of God. And now it's up to you to take it the rest of the way. Or as Paul Harvey said, I can't wait to see the rest of the story for each one of you. Baptism opens the door to new life in Jesus Christ. It brings us closer to God and closer to others because each of us belongs to Jesus. That's a heavy responsibility on my shoulders. That because Jesus loves me so much, and eventually as people go through the scriptures, we go through the journey starting in March with Ash Wednesday, we will see what Christ did for us. Taking the ultimate upon the cross, giving his life for you and for me so that we may have eternal life. So when we are baptized, we identify ourselves with Jesus. We give ourselves to him without reservation. And in doing so, we are able to be loved as he loved. When we are baptized, we align our lives with Jesus, loving other people as Jesus loved us. Finally, when we identify with Jesus, we identify with the hurting world. Because Jesus loves all people. He wants us to reach out to those who are hurting. The hurting in our congregation, the people going through medical procedures, the people who are just depressed and lonely, the people who are needing help in any way possible. That's what Jesus wants us to do. So if we're going to be Christ-like in our lives, we need to start reaching out to those people. We did that at the end of last year, reaching out to help the hungry with our food drive. We've done that through our decorations, trying to reach out to people that are a little bit down and bring them up a little bit more. We've had great worship services in which we've given the people the opportunity to worship and to see their Lord. Our baptism is a good starting point to understand what this is all about. Because when we identify with Jesus, which comes through our baptism, we also identify with the needs of everyone that is around us in one way or another. It helps us to put our lives in the proper perspective, doesn't it? It's not about me. It's about what I can do for you. It's about what we can do for others. It's about helping other people. is about coming closer to Christ on a regular basis so that we could be more equipped to help people in this hurting world. That's what Jesus wants. He wants us, now that we're adults, to continue to be a part of Him, to learn from Him, to be guided by Him, so that we can become stronger people in the world. And as we are stronger people in the world, others may come to know Jesus as well. All of this is really good advice for us, but this is a personal decision that you have to make. For today, as we celebrate the baptism of Jesus, we've looked at three important things. Why was He baptized? To identify with you and me. Why were we baptized? To identify ourselves with Christ and indicate our lives, dedicate our lives to Him. What happens when we identify our lives with Jesus? We find ourselves identifying with the world around us, and we are different. That's why Christians are different. Remember the old song, they will know we are Christians by what?
Our love.
By our love. As they know we are Christians by our love. And if we have love in our heart, all the priorities go in place. And we follow Jesus. God be with you as you think about your baptism. Think about the people who stood up for you, your sponsors that stood up for you, the dedication that they showed all the time through your baptism years. And think about those that are going to be baptized this month, all around the world. Think about them and what this means for them. Because this is a great time. May God be with you. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.